Well, an annual event on the MSU campus we always look forward to discussing is Geography Awareness Week, which kicks off next Sunday, November 13th. And as usual, the celebration features acclaimed special guests. This year, two highly talented filmmakers who have focused on the increasingly urgent issue of declining water supplies in Kansas. Back with us is Dr. Al Arbogast, professor and chairman of the MSU Department of Geography, Environment, and Spatial Science, which is hosting Geography Week. And Al himself is a Kansas native. Before we get into Geography Awareness Week, you've had some changes in the department. I just mentioned the new name. What are those changes?
Yeah, one thing, we are always kind of dealing with the challenge of how people perceive the discipline of geography. And so we've gone through a rebranding exercise and expanded our name to Geography, Environment, and Spatial Sciences to kind of let people know more up front that geographers work with aspects of the environment of all kinds, and that we think about spatial relationships and how they interact with one another.
In addition to the name change, you've got a new major?
Yes, sir.
And a new concentration?
That's right. We have a new major in economic geography. People who work in that field are interested in things like location theory, which is, why do you put a business or a shopping mall where you do? What are the different things that you think about? Traffic, site location, wetlands, those kinds of things. You know, it's a very important part of identifying where business is going to be. We're discussing the development of new concentration in atmospheric and climate sciences, which will look at the way weather patterns and climate issues are affecting people.
Well, the economic geography is a great example of the human dimension of geography, and these speakers that are coming in for Geography Awareness Week, I mean, one of them is a psychologist. They're going to be talking about human response to, in this particular case, climate change.
Yeah, yeah. And we've, during our Geography Week, as you know, we've brought in somebody who focuses on like a presentation or a film that highlights how geography is relevant to human beings. Last year we had Roberta Bondar. You remember talking
to
her?
She was wonderful.
She was fantastic. Mm. And she was first Canadian astronaut, happened to be a woman, who gave just a rousing presentation on viewing Earth from space and how geography was relevant to her work. We had 700 people there for that event. This year, we're bringing in Steve Lerner and Ruben Aronson, who have created this film about how people are viewing the challenge of water scarcity in central Kansas, which is really interesting because, as a native Kansan myself, I know that water is something that people think a lot about out there. Here in Michigan, been here 20 years now, it's not an issue that people think about much at all. You know, water's everywhere. And so we take it for granted here in Michigan, whereas folks out in my home state don't. And so with the Campus Water Initiative going on and challenges of water scarcity all around the globe, this will be a little bit of a window into that issue.
Now, this film, one of the films they're going to show is called When the Well Runs Dry. Has won multiple awards as in the documentary area. But both of these fellows that are coming in have a lot of film credits under their belt.
Yeah, they're very good. You know, Ruben has created films for NOVA, the National Geographic Society, and a whole host of other places. Steve has done similar work as well, and he's a composer. You know, he's interested in music. He emailed me yesterday about creating a collage of songs and tunes such as Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl Blues that will be playing when people enter the theater on that night. So it's going to be a really good show.
Well, Steve also has a very strong psychology background and worked for the internationally known Menninger Clinic in Kansas. So the human, back to your point about the human dimensions of geography, I mean, if there's anyone putting a film together that could sort of underscore that, it would be a psychologist.
Yeah, right.
And from Kansas.
from Kansas, no less. We talked about that. And when I first reached out to Steve about working with us on this project, he was really enthusiastic about it. But he wanted to know how a psychologist would fit into a geography program. And I told him, I said, look, you know, one of the things that geographers do, it's a lot more than maps. One of the things that geographers do is they think about how humans are interacting with the environment and how they feel about places. And, some of that is just, amounts to digging ditches to get water from one place to another. But another thing is about your perception of where you live and the challenges that you face and how they differ from one place to another. Again, here in Michigan, we don't think about those issues from a psychological standpoint. Maybe if lake level goes down in Lake Michigan 6 inches, people kind of freak out about that. But that's not the same thing as running out of water, which is some of the issues that they're dealing with in the plains in Kansas in particular. So when we talked about that, he realized that what he was doing was, in effect, good human geography. And so that's that kind of opened his eyes a little bit and is kind of a good example of what we're trying to do with our whole series.
Well, Al, in addition to some other things these guys are going to do, Ruben and Steve, Thursday, November 17th, they're going to do this montage of films and When the Well Runs Dry. That's at 7 p.m. at Wells Hall. Is that open to the public?
It is open to the public.
But better come early. I've been there before. It gets packed.
It does. We're very happy about that. The events have been a rousing success for the 4 or 5 years that we've been doing them, 600 or 700 people each time.
Well, Geography Awareness Week coming up beginning next Sunday, November the 13th. I've been talking with Dr. Al Arbogast. He's professor and chairman in the MSU Department of Geography, Environment, and Spatial Science. Al, always a pleasure having you on the program.
Likewise, Kirk. Take care.